Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Hello, Impactful Parents. Welcome today. I have a very special guest. His name is Brian Hemmer, and he is co-owner of Inevitable You. This is a personal development system that helps people heal, grow, transform their lives. Through one-on-one coaching and group programs and live virtual events, Brian has helped clients with a wide variety of outcomes, including growing their businesses, repairing relationships, and becoming effective leaders, and so much more. So thank you for coming on today, Brian.
Absolutely. So happy to be here.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, I'm just going to dive right in. And the first question I wanted to ask you is, what role do parents play in their children's personal development and even in their self-improvement?
Yeah, excellent question. And it may be better to think of it as what kind of influence do parents have? So one of the things I want to start off with is explaining the importance of what I call programming. If you think of your mind as this computer, 3-pound hard drive, you know, fat cells, water, microamperages of electricity, what separates all computers on the planet is the software that's loaded on it. So think of like Windows for your PC or iOS for Macs. Software is very similar to human psychology. In fact, they developed computer software off of human logic. And so we can really take a great look at someone's patterns and programs, how they operate, how they think, what actions they take and don't take by looking at this mental software. And how we have this software, how the software is programmed, is through our family of origin, primarily our parents. So parents are programming software for their children. Now, traditional psychology will call this your personality. The latest in neurosciences calls it your neural patterns. So it's the same thing. But this personality, this software is installed and really baked in, wired in at a very early age. It's around the age of 5. And so it's very crucial to know that the programming starts early, starts in the very first few years of the child's life. And so as a parent, as the programmer, it's important to take a look at what rules are you, you know, giving your children, how are, you know, what language do you use? Because we use language to program this software. And let me give you an example of what that means. So think of a child who's going to go pour their first glass of milk. Now, Christina, what's the form of the command do you think that 90% of parents will use, or what will they tell that child when they go to pour that first glass of milk?
Be careful. Don't spill.
Something like that. So yeah, think of don't spill now. In order to cognitively process that command, you're thinking of ways that you can spill the milk in order to avoid doing it, right? And think of the visualization that happens. You're like, well, I could trip and fall. I could slip out of my hands. I could knock the glass over. And if you're an overachiever, you're not thinking of 50 ways you can do it. You're thinking of 200 plus ways, crazy out of this world, things like, you know, a meteor can rip through the ceiling right now and rip the pitcher out of my hands. Now I got to worry about meteors. And so if that's the form of the command that the child is receiving, don't spill, focused on an outcome that they don't want, counterintuitively, it's actually enhancing the probability that's going to happen. Because think of that example in the mind-body connection. If you're visualizing ways you can do it, you're most likely it's going to happen, right? Versus what would be the, before I go to the opposite form of the command, how this develops over time is, now think about this person with that psychology, with that software. Now they're, you know, 20 years later going into a business meeting. What are they most likely thinking if that was the primary form of the psychology that they're running, do you think, Christina?
Now they're saying, don't screw up. You got, don't mess up here.
Yes, exactly. So the opposite, the fix for this, or you know, what we really want to focus on as parents, and even for ourselves, that's going to greatly enhance our success, is what? What would be the new form of the sentence you would want to give that child in that moment?
You'd want to focus on positive reinforcement of the skills that you know that they could do. So I might say something like, I see you're trying to pour some milk. That's really great that you're trying to do something for yourself. I might add, be careful, but that's instinct. I can't help myself. Yeah.
Careful works. Yeah. Something like pour carefully, you know, now you're thinking, okay, pour slowly, hold the two hands, you know, and if you spill the milk, you clean it up and you learn from it. You grow from that. But now you're thinking of ways that you can positively or focused on the outcome that you want, create the success that you're looking for. And so that's the really big point here about, you know, what influence do parents play? You're the programmer. You want to be super conscious of the commands you're giving, of the programming that you're installing for your child. Does that make sense?
I feel like it was very clear, and it just shows how important our language and how we speak to our kids really, really is, and from a very young age. So thank you for that. What do you think is the most common challenge that you see parents deal with, and how can they overcome that?
Yeah, so again, I've seen a wide range of things, and parents, you know, the clients that I work with, they don't typically actually come to me just for, you know, parenting advice. That's your job, Christina. But it almost always comes up for me, you know, for the parents, that there's some challenge that their child's dealing with. And they naturally, I think, as parents, want to ease the pain or do something to help them fix or solve the challenge, right? And it could be something as serious as they're depressed or they're having suicidal thoughts, or it could be just a challenge at school. You know, they're not doing well, grades are falling. You know, maybe it's legal troubles. And so one of the things that I think is really also crucial to understand in how you're programming, how you're helping children learn and become even greater people, greater individuals, is that I'm going to share another metaphor. And you've probably heard of the story of the butterfly and the cocoon. You know, think about that butterfly emerging from the chrysalis in the story. There's a man that, you know, sitting on a park bench, sees the butterfly trying to emerge, and he sees it struggling, and he goes over and takes his pocket knife out and just loosens the opening, loosens the hole a little bit to help the butterfly emerge. And the butterfly gets out, but flaps its wings a couple times, falls to the ground, struggles, and ends up dying there. Now, there's a very important moral or lesson to this story. Why did the butterfly and him opening or helping the butterfly emerge from that opening, why did it fall to the ground?
Tell me.
So, in order for a butterfly, you know, there's a very important reason why it's coming through that chrysalis and struggling and squeezing, because think about it. The caterpillar liquefies, turns into this gooey substance, transforms into this butterfly, and now it has to wring all that moisture, all of that sticky gooiness out of its wings so that it can fly. That struggle is very crucial to that creature's ultimate transformation and ability to fly. And so in helping children through their challenges, sometimes, you know, easing their pain can actually be more detrimental. And you have to love the child's journey. I mean, you have to love their karma. Obviously, if it's an emergency, if they're in the middle of the street about to, you know, be hit by a car, you want to rush out to save them. But to be conscious of, you know, what challenges are going to help them grow? How are they going to learn from it? Even reinforcing that for them, like, look, this is a very important moment for you. And you know, for you to solve your own challenges, that you'll come out of this stronger and better. And so that's one of the, you know, core kind of big messages that I'll give parents a lot of times when they want to ease their child's pain, is sometimes that pain is necessary and good for them, and they need to go through it for their personal journey.
I absolutely agree. I talk about that a lot here on The Impactful Parent. There's names for those kinds of parenting. The first one is called a hover parent or a helicopter parent, because you're always hovering over your child and making sure that they're going to be okay. And a lot of times those parents just will not let their children fall, which is actually a detriment, because that's how we learn to be strong. It's how we learn how to face adversity. It's how we develop coping skills. There's so many things that come from some of the bad things that happen to us in life. And in fact, I would even go to say that the things that are the worst that happen to us in life are the things that we learn from the most. And that's true for everybody as we get older. Another type of parent is the lawnmower parent, which mows down all the obstacles in the child's way before the obstacles can even get to them, to the child. This is even probably even more detrimental than even the helicopter parent that's always there and hovering, because they're just eliminating all obstacles before the child can even see it coming. So yes, completely agree. And I understand what you're saying. It's
awesome.
Right up our alley here on The Impactful Parent. If any of our Impactful Parent audience would like to contact you for your services, how would they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so they can always go to our website. It's theinevitableyou.com. I'm Brian with a Y at theinevitableyou.com. If you want to email me directly, you can reach me through the website. I'm also happy to answer any questions if you email me. And then on all the social media channels, you can find us at The Inevitable You. So I think that's it. Thank you, everyone.
You got this, parents. I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.